I want to step back and I want to bring up the concept of negative emissions again. Negative emissions require that the CO2 separated be permanently removed from the atmosphere forever, which means putting it back underground where it came from in the first place. But let's face it, nobody gets paid to do that today, at least not enough. So the companies that are developing these technologies are actually interested in taking the CO2 and making something useful out of it, a marketable product. It could be liquid fuels, plastics, or even synthetic gravel. And don't get me wrong, these carbon markets are great. But I also don't want you to be disillusioned. These are not large enough to solve our climate crisis. And so what we need to do is we need to actually think about what it could take. One thing I'll absolutely say is positive about the carbon markets is that they allow for new capture plants to be built. And with every capture plant built, we learn more. And when we learn more, we have an opportunity to bring costs down. But we also need to be willing to invest as a global society. We could have all of the clever thinking and technology in the world, but it's not going to be enough in order for this technology to have a significant impact on climate. We really need regulation. We need subsidies, taxes on carbon. There are a few of us that would absolutely be willing to pay more. But what will be required is that for carbon-neutral, carbon-negative paths to be affordable for the majority of society in order to impact climate.